right? And she was trying to get that through because I was so ashamed. And I felt like I failed you guys, right? And I had done everything that you told me to do, and I told God in that place what he, you know, where he could go. Because is this the best you got for me? I put 10 years in. You told me this was a gift. And it was. I have gotten so many gifts. If you told me that going out on a Friday night to a coffee shop, like, I was like, that's all you got? Like, don't you understand the kind of places I used to go to? And I love those. I love those after-meeting meetings. Love those. And she told me that I just needed to see the professionals, take advice from the professionals. But what I did do, you know, there's a difference between chronically depressed and clinically depressed, right? And what I did is I was honest with these guys. I was honest with them that I'm an addict and an alcoholic, and I don't have a cutoff on my more button, right? And you know, I started following directions with them and showing up to meetings, and I don't talk a lot about it, but this almost killed me. You know, I had an outside issue and I needed outside help, and it almost killed me. Because the first time I tried to kill myself, I had taken a bottle of aspirin because this guy wouldn't ask me out, and I made the aspirin in his name, P-H-I with a dot. He had two L's, 1-2-I-P, and it was very dramatic. It should have been filmed. And I woke up the next morning, and it was like, crap, I can't even do this right. And the second time I tried to fumigate myself, and I think I was drunk. When I came up with that idea, I went to that 7-Eleven and I bought some cans of Raid, sprayed them, went to bed. And whoever that guy on the panel was told me that I needed to spray it on my skin. I was like, great. And here I am at 10 years sober. And this time I'm smart. This time I've collected the medication that does kill you. Right? And I got it all ready to go. And somehow, and I know today it was through the grace of God and you, that didn't happen. And I'm grateful for the people in the rooms, you know, that told me these things, that you know, we have outside issues. We don't. If you don't have experience, keep it to yourself, right? Keep it to yourself. And that's anything. That's anything, you know? Please, because we're all super smart and we know. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff I don't know, and you keep reminding me of that. and those 12 steps and 12 traditions and concepts, you know, this is our basic text, right? This is our basic text. And there's new words in here every time I read. Like, it's like, where did that come from, right? Like, you know, because it's the fourth edition, and, you know, did they get another edition and I didn't get it? Like, you know, is this an appendix? And you know, it blows me away is the fact that this small group of drunks, right, got together and was able, with the help of God, I know that today. Could you imagine, like, we're gonna create self-help or, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous. We're gonna do it, we're gonna come up, we're gonna write this book. Like, could you imagine? What a miracle, right? What a miracle, what got started, right? What an absolute miracle, and that always blows me away. Of how to, like, that's God. And I look behind, you know, in all these years, and I, are you throwing things at me? I look back, you know, in all these years, and everything was perfectly planned. And it's not always what I want, right? It's always what I need. I have always gotten what I need. And I do have a relationship with God today. And I can't tell you I can't tell you about it. I mean, I can't explain it. But I know when I feel it, and I feel it here, you know, and just the smiles this weekend, you know, the amazing speakers that we've had, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And I don't know how, you know, I grew up, I told you, alone at 5 years old. I grew up, I don't know, supposedly mafia adjacent or a mafia, I don't know. I grew up in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is the home of